Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to talk to you right now just for a brief few seconds for Let's Talk Tuesday. My name is Antonio T. Smith, Jr. I am proud to be part of the ATSJR Companies. And without further ado, I want to introduce to you the most magnetic person to ever speak on planet Earth. Her name is Sandra Clark. You have the floor.
Okay, hello everyone. I would have thought I would have gotten a little bit more of an introduction than that, Antonio, but I will let you make it. I'm only joking with him. As he stated, I am Shannon Clark, and I have been handpicked to speak with you tonight on surviving yourself. All of us can admit that there are times when we have been sick of ourselves. Sick of the situations that we put ourselves in, sick of the things that we accept, sick of not achieving the goals that we say we want, tired of going through the same negative experiences and feelings, tired of asking ourselves why. I have been put here today to tell you to stop asking why and to look at who. You have to look within yourself. And you have to look at yourself, and you have to realize that there comes a point in time when you have to implement some skills to survive yourself. See, a lot of times we are our own worst enemy. We like to blame them. We like to blame it. We like to come up with all kinds of excuses to offer a reason why we aren't who we want to be and why we haven't accomplished the things that we say that we want. I would be the one to tell you today that exactly who you are is what you want to. Exactly where you are is where you want to be. Because if you wanted to be someone different and if you wanted to be somewhere different in life, that's exactly where you would be. So what you have to do three things. You have to eliminate, you have to create, and then you have to dominate. Elimination is the hardest step because you have to eliminate people and you have to eliminate practices. A lot of times Tony accuses us of often wanting to travel back to Egypt. If you're familiar with the Bible and the Israelites and their deliverance, they were delivered from Egypt. But a lot of times in life, when we get delivered from things, we like to go back and play with them. And if you really want to survive yourself, you got to stop going back and playing in Egypt. Egypt is not for you. There's nothing there that accommodates you. There's nothing there that is abundant for you. The only thing that is there is lack and a reminder of who you don't want to be. And so you have to eliminate those practices. There are people that you have to give up. A lot of times we can't embrace who we really want to be because there are people that we won't let go of. People that we know can't go with us into our future. People that we know hinder us from becoming who we are to become. You have to let them go. You have to eliminate them. And you also have to eliminate practices. There are habits that you have that you know contribute to you not being who you want to be. There are habits that you have that contribute to you being who you know you don't want to be. If you're going to survive you, you have to eliminate the people in your life that like you being you, the people that like you down, the people that like you depressed, the people that like you always talking about negative things, the people that like you drunk, the people that like you high, the people that like you promiscuous, the people that like you living beneath that which you say you want to be, the people that like to see you completely down and out. You see, in life, sometimes we surround ourselves by those types of people because we don't want to admit that we're really comfortable in that space. We're really comfortable surrounded by people that keep us down. We're really comfortable surrounded by people that keep us low because we're really comfortable in a low level of awareness. But instead of admitting that you're comfortable in that low level of awareness and in that low level of living and thinking and being, you want to blame them and her and him and it, when the only person that really is to blame is you. You're the one that's keeping you low. You're the one that's keeping you living beneath who you say you want to be. See, there's a person that we say we want to be, and there's the person that we support the being of. We say we want to be this prosperous person, but we support the being of the low level of awareness person. And we have to get out of that practice. You have to eliminate those practices. You have to change the places that you hang out. You have to change the people that you hang out with. You have to change the people that you talk to. You have to change what you put on the inside of you. You got to stop watching reality TV. You can't be able to give the rundown of what's going on with NeNe and what's going on with Olivia Pope and what's going on all of these different stations that you like to watch. That's not real life. And when you really, really want to talk about surviving yourself, you got to look at all of your practices, all of your practices, and you have to eliminate some of them. You have to create. You and you alone are the only one that can create who it is that you want to be. You know who it is that you want to be. You know the things that you want. You know what it is that you want to do with your life, so you say. And so you have to write that down. There's nothing more powerful than your thoughts and your wants being laid out on a piece of paper. Because when you write it down, you give life to it. So you have to write it down. You have to create it. You have to say, this is who I want to be. This is what I want to do. And when you do that, you give life to it. You have to have a positive attitude. You have to develop a mental toughness. A lot of times people think that they have to protect their heart, but you have to protect your mind just as much as you protect your heart. You have to formulate your thoughts. You have to control what you put out into the universe, because that which you put out is what will be returned to you. Everything that you have in your life right now is a result of what you told the universe, what you told God, what you told, what you believe in, what you wanted. Not so much what you told them in words, but what you told them in action. What you told them in action. You have to be mindful that you can't consume what consumes you. So what that means is, if you were out at sea and you were lost out at sea, one of the major rules of being stranded out in the ocean is don't drink the seawater. You cannot drink, you cannot be healed, you cannot survive drinking from that which consumes you. You have to get something new, something untouched, something untainted. If you were out at sea, you would have to wait for rain. And when rain came, you would have to trap it in some kind of receptacle, and you would have to receive nourishment from something new, something that comes from the sky, and that's how you would survive. If you're going to survive yourself, you cannot consume from yourself what is in you right now. There is nothing in you right now that will save you from yourself. Because if it was in you and it could save you, then you wouldn't need to be saved. You wouldn't need to be saved. And so you have to create. You have to develop a survivor's mindset. And when you think about Survivor, when I did watch a whole lot of television, Survivor was one of the shows that I watched. And when you think about that show, those people were thrown out into the middle of nowhere with the bare necessities, and they had to survive. And so they had to have somewhat of a survivor's mindset. And you have to be able to make it on that which you're not accustomed to making it with. They were taken out of the luxury of their life. They were taken out of their comfort zones and thrown into an area and a space that was foreign, and they had to survive. And so if you're going to survive yourself, you have to do the same thing. You have to go out into a foreign place. You cannot survive yourself by staying around the same people, places, and things. If you're going to stay around the same people, places, and things, then you might as well accept the fact that you're just going to be walking dead. You cannot do that. The reason why you are not surviving and you are not living and you are not thriving is because you refuse to change that which is around you. You refuse to change that which is around you. And so you choose to stay. I guarantee you, if you're not dealing with some people right now, in about 6 months, these same people that were in your life 6 months ago that removed themselves are going to come back. You're going to let them in. You're going to keep going through the cycle because it's a cycle of comfort. And to keep from creating, we remain comfortable because creating is something different. Listening to someone tell you you have to create the you that you want to be, that's different. What do you mean I have to create the me that I want to be? I mean exactly what I'm saying. You look at yourself and you break down everything. You unzip everything. You open yourself up. You receive new information and you create who it is that you want to be. And then after you make that creation, you go out and you dominate and you kill it and you eliminate anything that gets in the way of you being exactly who you want to be. You don't settle. If you're going to survive, you can't settle. You don't accept anything less than what you write down. If you write down, I want to go back to school, then you don't accept anything less than going back to school. If you write down, I want to quit doing this and I want to quit doing that, you don't accept anything less until that happens for you. You walk out into the universe, you walk out into the world, and you be that person that you said you wanted to be. And stop asking why. I'm going to tell you, the answer to why is you. Well, why is this happening? You. Why is that happening? You. It's happening because you're allowing it to happen. Well, I don't have any control over this, and I don't have... There are things that you may not have control over. But a lot of times we focus on what we don't have control over because we don't want to pay attention to what we do have control over. And if you're going to survive yourself, you have to pay attention to what you can control. And you leave what you can't control alone until you can control it. There are things in your life right now that you have absolute control over. There are people calling your phone right now that you have control over. You can stop them from contacting you. There is a way of thinking that you possess right now that you could eliminate. But you won't. It's kind of like playing a game of Russian roulette. Instead of loading the gun with a loaded bullet of prosperity and of positivity, we keep that one bullet of negativity in the gun. And we ourselves hold it up to our heads on a daily basis, and we take a shot. Not hoping for positivity, but hoping that one day that negative bullet will just hit us and take us back into our low level of thinking because we're too afraid to actually step out on faith and step out on what we believe in and step out on what we say that we wanted and go after it. Can I tell you that there is abundance? And there is an amazing feeling of absolute astonishment when you actually step out and stand on what you say that you want and have faith in who you ask to help you. In my case, that's God. In your case, that may not be God. But in my case, that's God. And it's not so much that God changed. My faith in God changed. The biggest thing is faith. A lot of times we want to blame our belief system. We want to blame that we believe in. But it's really just us. It's really just us. When my faith met the entity that I have faith in, my life changed. My life changed. You have to make a decision. The only way to survive yourself is to make a decision. And you have to decide to be open. You have to decide to accept new information. And then you have to take that information and you have to build a you that can withstand the you that wanted to not be here. That can withstand the you that was killing you. And to hear it sounds like, oh my God, killing me. But when you think about it, think about where you've been. Think about the things that you've done. Think about the decisions that you've made. Are they decisions that say you want to live a long, prosperous life? Are they decisions that say you want to be that person that you tell people you want to be? Because here's the thing about telling people who you are and telling people who you want to be. You can say all day from your lips who you are and what you want. But when people look at you, is that what they see? Is that what they see? Well, it don't matter what they see. It does matter if what they see is not what you say. It does matter if what they see is not what you say. You have to let go. You have to eliminate. You have to release. You have to come to the realization that the only way to be a different you, the only way to survive yourself, is to make a decision and to let go. It's amazing how much we will hold on to and keep ourselves low and keep ourselves hurting and keep ourselves withdrawn from all that the world has to offer us, all because we don't want to let go. I guarantee you there is power in letting go of people and letting go of thoughts and letting go of realities that don't serve you. There's power in that. And then creating something that you can believe in, creating something that you can extract power from, creating something that you don't have to be embarrassed behind, creating something that doesn't frustrate you, creating something that serves you and pushes you into your ultimate destiny, pushes you into your life goals, pushes you into your purpose. The things that you're asking for, you already have. They're already in you. You just have to properly utilize it. In order to survive yourself, you have to eliminate anything that goes against who you say you want to be. You have to create the circle of people and the atmosphere that you need in order to become who it is that you want to be. And then you have to go out into the world and accept nothing less than what serves the person that you created. I don't run in all of the same circles that I used to run in. I don't have all of the same habits that I used to have. I don't have all of the same friends that I used to have. But what I have now is a peace because I stopped killing myself by serving people and serving situations that were never designed to serve me. Yes, there is a sense of boredom that comes with it, but there is life in boredom, I guarantee you. There is a you that is happy and lovable and prosperous in boredom, to where you will come up with a whole new definition for what it really is to even be bored. All things abundant are waiting on you. They're waiting on you. You're sitting there, you're waiting for all this stuff to happen. All that stuff is waiting on you. Waiting on you to make a decision. Waiting on you to design a creation. And waiting on you to dominate until that creation comes into an abundant existence. You got to make a plan, write it down. What is it that you need to do? Who is it that you want to be? What do you want to do? Do you need to be healthier? Do you need to change careers? Do you need to get out of a bad relationship? Do you need to think differently and better? Write every single thing down that you know that you need to do. And then you develop a process of getting it done. You need people. You need to surround yourself with people that serve the you that you want to become. And if you can't do that, certainly remove yourself from anybody that will say anything negative about what it is you want to do. And then get you some people, people that can participate in the process of you becoming prosperous, participate in the process of you fulfilling your purpose. But please don't be afraid to let go. The only way you will keep killing yourself is if you continue to reside around people and things that won't let you grow out to who you are supposed to be. You may have to get away from family. You may have to get away from your job. You may have to get away from your church. You may have to get away from anything and anybody that will go against who it is you want to be. And you can't be afraid to do that. You can't be afraid to do that. I have lost not one person I was not supposed to lose. I have not lost not one thing I was not supposed to lose. Sometimes things can't fall out from you because you won't let them go. And if you're going to survive you, you got to free your hands so you can work on you. You can't work on yourself because you're holding on to too much and too many. Let go. There's power in it. There's abundance in it. You can win differently. You can plan better. You can dominate. And I thank you for listening.
Wow. Okay. All right. All right. We'll pump it up. We'll lift it up. That was Shannon S. Not Shannon S. Shannon R. Clark. That is her. We're going to get ready to open up the Q&A section. I won't say anything else. I just want to thank all of you. You guys have called in record-breaking numbers. Yes, yes, you have. We're now unmuted. Thank you, all of you, for calling in for record-breaking numbers. Give yourself a round of applause. That is you at this time. Anyone who wants to unmute your phones, if you're not talking, go ahead and mute your phones. But if you want to unmute your phones, you now have the floor to ask Shannon, one of our master trainers, one of your questions. You now have the floor.
I have a question. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, please, go ahead.
Hi. Yes, what's your question?
Ladies first.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Thank you. I don't have any questions, but I just wanted to thank you for tonight's message. It confirms for me that I am on the right path and that I am doing the right thing. So I wanted to thank you for tonight's message and for my confirmation and letting me know that to stay where I'm, to stay on my path and to keep going. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you. That means a lot to me. I appreciate it. And keep moving forward. Is that Care Bear?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hey, girly. All right. Hey. Thank you, sweetie. Next.
Hi, how you doing, Miss Shannon? My name is Jonathan. First of all, I just want to commend you on that. That was a very beautiful motivational speech. I actually enjoyed it. You gave me confirmation as well. You just have a real good speaking voice, very beautiful voice. I can tell that you're possibly animated. I can hear that in your voice as well. So I have one question for you.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
I hear a star. I've never seen you before or anything like that, but I hear a star. And I can pretty much see a star. So when you get on TV, what station are you going to have? What station are you going to be on?
What station?
What TV station? Yes, ma'am. What channel?
All of them.
All of them. All right. Amen to that. Hey, we speaking in the life. Amen to that. All of them. All right. I'm off. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Anybody else?
Hey, Shannon. This is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, my belle. How are you?
I am actually awesome, especially after what you just said. It's also confirmation for me that I am standing on top of me, and the comments you made about that we have one bullet of negativity waiting to shoot ourselves, that really hits home. I fall into low self-esteem, and I get negative. And you made me have a vision, an image of what I do when I do that. So, I mean, I had this vision of a bullet in a gun, and if I keep being negative, that I'm really just going to kill myself with this negativity. So that, you thank you for that, because it really gave me an image of what I do when I do that.
Oh, you're welcome. Change that bullet. Make it a bullet
yes.
of positivity.
Absolutely.
Right.
And you sounded
I love
beautiful.
You, Michelle.
I love you, too. It was awesome. Woo.
Thank
Great
you.
Job.
Anybody else?
Hi, Shannon.
Hey, Tempest.
First of all, I want to say thank you for sharing your message and your gift with us, because it was needed for me. Like, I've been crying for the last 10 minutes because I needed everything that you said. But you said something early in the call that hit me, and I just want to share it because it hit me like a ton of bricks, and I didn't realize that was me. But when you talked about going back to Egypt, and Egypt isn't for me, I have been scared to move forward because I don't know why. So I've been retreating back, but going back hurts so much. So thank you for saying that, because that line was for me. So thank you so much. And you did a great job, and I am so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I love
Shannon.
You, Tempest. Yes.
Shannon.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So much. I tell you, I chimed in a little late. Sorry for my tardiness. But I will tell you that for me, this week has been a very, and it's only Tuesday, it's been a very pressing week for me, very pressing. And, you know, the things that you touched on really released a weight off of my shoulders, because I've been feeling very heavy today. Mm-hmm. And I would tell you that it was right on time, and I thank you so much. For what you touched on, especially when it comes to letting things go. And it's mm-hmm. funny, because I know when Antonio was talking about being consistent with our laws of attraction, as far as being consistent,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to letting things go, you know, I'm reminded something that I learned in the therapeutic community, that, you know, we take one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, it's funny how life works, where we, you know, get hit with these reminders, like, wait a minute, you know, you didn't clock back in today when it comes to letting things go. And I just thank you. I thank you for what you touched on today. It was right on time, right on time.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Keep putting it out there. We are definitely staying chimed in. We're tuning in and looking forward to what life has in store for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Hey, Shannon.
Hi.
Well, I normally don't say much, but I will say something tonight. You made a statement about don't let, consuming consume you. And I can relate to that whole statement and the whole message itself. When you're in a place and you're trying to build, and right now I'm in a place where I'm trying to build. And mm-hmm. so Egypt can always come back to you. And even though when you're trying to build and you're trying to move forward, everything seems to be like one big pile of, I can't do this.
Right.
And so the steps that you made yesterday, you've added 10 steps, but again and again, you take yourself back to Egypt and then you consume yourself with the same thing over and over again. And if you're not smart enough, it's like you didn't do anything. So those 10 steps don't even count. But I appreciate your message in so many ways. I appreciate you. I appreciate your growth. And one thing I always say in my little message is I like to be transparent. And I love your transparency because I think it works. It helps us help others, lets them know that we're human. And so you're very humble in your words. I don't know if you remember we used to play softball together, but I would have never thought you would speak like this today. But I'm so proud of you, and I think you should just keep up the good work because I love it.
Thank you so much. Yes, I remember softball, and I'm very proud of you, too, and everything that you have going on. I can't wait for your conference in January. I'm ready.
Thanks. I'm learning, you know. I'm attending. I'm trying to learn from the coaches, and, you know, because like you said, we have to get around people that can always teach us and remain teachable in so many words is what you were saying.
That's
and,
it.
Yeah, remain teachable, write it down, and just stay, what did you say? Stay, no, what was the word? Stay faithful to yourself and
yes.
your dream and what you want
yes.
to do. And that's
yep.
important. So
that's
I appreciate
right.
you. Great job. And of course, that love offering.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Anybody else out there?
Okay. Doesn't sound like anybody else out there in TV land. Yes. Anybody else? Going once, twice, two and a half times. Going once again.
Hey, y'all, I just want to tell you that I just want to tell you I love y'all, man.
Man, I so appreciate it. I love the comment. Yes, Shannon is getting so much love, and it feels good to see and hear it. Listen, all of you who have called in from Jonathan, I know he said his name earlier. Listen, every single one of you, we are so grateful. We do this every single Tuesday, every single Tuesday. Shannon, do we know who is up next?
Is it Deanna?
I forget. That's right, Deanna, our publicist.
Yeah, I believe Deanna is next.
Yes, Deanna is our publicist. Listen, I just want to pump up next week's call. Our publicist works for mega million people plus
yes.
us. She's amazing.
She's the bomb.
She just picked up one of the world's largest motivational speakers of all time as a client. Won't say who it is right now. Just know next week she will be dropping nuggets, and you need to be here for Let's Talk Tuesdays. At this time, I love all of you. Shannon, please give us your last words, and we shall have us a good night.
All right. Well, again, I want to thank all of you for calling in, those of you that still may be with us. I know some may have had to hang up, but I want to, first of all, just say thank you. If you don't know it already, gratitude is everything. You can't do anything without being grateful for everything. And so I am grateful for each and every ear, each and every heart, each and every prayer that went out on my behalf on today and on behalf of this company. And I really just want to leave you with, in order to move forward, you got to let go of what's holding you back. And when you let go of what's holding you back, you open up to yourself everything that is before you. We're here. I'm here. We're all here. You can reach us on Facebook. You can reach us through Instant Messenger. You can reach us through whatever medium you find. But if you need help, just reach out. We're all here, and we're all rooting for you. And, again, I just want to say thank you very much for the support on tonight. Oh, all right. Y'all have a good night.